We're back on Fox Sports Radio, our weekly appearance with Dr. Crivetti from Crivetti Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. He also has in with us today Dr. Kayla Pinneger, who we've had in the past. Gentlemen, ACL, MCL. Dr. Crivetti, I'm hearing more and more about this as of late, the difference between those two surgeries.
Most MCLs we actually don't operate on, which makes part of the ACL injury. This is typically today a non-contact injury. We call them deceleration injuries. You watch TV on Sunday, you see guys going out to make a cut in that turf. Next thing you know, knee buckles, and they've got an ACL injury. The mechanism of the way the ACL tears, you get the MCL too. And sometimes it's, we grade them 1 to 3. It can be a 1 or a 2, most often a 2. And so therefore, we don't need to operate on those. They'll heal themselves with the proper splinting and the proper brace while we get them ready to do their ACL surgery.
Dr. Mike Crivetti's in studio with Dr. Kayla Pinneger. We're talking about ACL injuries. Let's start off with you, Dr. Crivetti. ACL injuries, are they trending upward? I got a son playing high school football as a senior. A couple of teammates had this surgery this year. How big of a surgery is it?
Isn't it something, you know, 10, 15 years ago, JT, we never heard of this. We, you know, these kids, everybody went out and played their hearts out on Saturday or Friday night, and we just never heard ACL injuries. Now we're hearing about them in young soccer players, young female soccer players, or football players, and these injuries now have changed. It used to be you got tackled, right? You tore your ACL. Now these are non-contact injuries where they're accelerating. They decelerate to make a cut, to make a turn, to kick a ball. Knee tweaks a little bit, gives out on them, and they tear their ACL. Devastating injury.
We see that in the NFL all the time when they talk about it, and the announcers quickly say it was a non-contact ACL. Talk about that compared to a devastating hit, a tackle.
Yeah, because of the mechanism of injury and these new AstroTurfs and new shoes.
There you go.
Just the powerful legs on these guys, right? They go down, they break down and make a cut to go for a ball. And there's just that slight bit of rotation. That cleat gets stuck in that AstroTurf a little bit. There's a subtle pop in their knee, and the ACL gives way.
How painful is it, Dr. Pinneger, when someone comes in coming off an injury like that?
A lot of these guys walk off the field. I mean, you'll be surprised. They know something happened, but they, you know, they shake it off. They're in the moment. They got the adrenaline rushing. I've had guys go in the next play and try to play again, and then they're like, yeah, something's definitely wrong. But it swells up really quickly in an ACL injury, so they'll notice pretty quick something did happen. But surprisingly, the acute pain is not as severe as you might think.
Doc, I saw on the video that you have at the website there how this has evolved, the surgery, over the last couple of years. Talk about that. Where were we 5, 10 years ago compared to where we are today?
You know, I think, fortunately, we're actually somewhere near where we were years ago in terms of the type of grafts we're using.
Okay.
But we call them cadaver grafts, grafts that we get from donor banks. They're getting better. They're getting more reliable. They're getting stronger. So you can imagine, you can get a graft from a cadaver bank that's just as good as the graft they take from yourself. That's incredibly appealing to somebody who wants to get back to play, back to train, and back to work. So super important.
You talk about 6 weeks removed, 6 months after surgery. Walk me through both of these. Timeline on that. Parent comes in with their son or daughter, soccer injury, baseball injury, sliding into second base. You know you have to have that ACL surgery. Walk us through the timeline.
There's a lot, of course, that depends on which sport is this person coming back to play, the age of the person, what type of graft you used, where you took the graft from. So it's a spectrum, but typically you're looking, these people are getting back to play in that 6, 9, maybe 10 month range, depending on if they, it's not uncommon to have a meniscus injury with it or a MCL you hear about. There's more injuries that can happen with the ACL tear, and depending on what else goes into it, it might take a little longer, but usually, less than a year, these guys are back on the field. Didn't know they changed.
How important is that to you to make sure they get back at the right timeline? Because, again, we've talked over the past couple of weeks you coming in here that people want to accelerate. They want to get back again. They have something to prove. They need a scholarship. What do you do to step in and say, no, we're on this specific timeline and recovery?
Well, you've got to put the brakes on right away because we're not going Monday. You know, we're not going the next Monday to get it done. What you go into surgery, you come out of surgery with. So if we go in with full range of motion, a good MCL, and we do an ACL reconstruction, your outcome is going to be awesome, right? So in the first 4 to 6 weeks, get a load of this. 7 days, 8 days, you're riding a bike, right, with the new ACL. Years ago, you were splinted, you were casted. For gosh sakes, you were in a brace for 5, 6, 7 weeks before you did any PT. Now you're riding a bike in 7 days. So our procedures have gotten better, but it's important to wait until that knee's ready for surgery. There is a time when it's ready.
Soccer injury, I've seen several of them recently globally overseas, and that's what I love about your practice here in town. We've talked about how individuals used to go to L.A., to New York, to Dr. James Andrews for the Tommy John. How proud are you that you can do this here in the Valley and do it at such a high level, and this reputation continues to grow?
Well, whoever thought this would happen, right? You put a shingle out 20 years ago. But our commitment to the community was we're going to be there for the kids. I had my own children who played sports. And, you know, thank goodness they weren't injured. But just the impact of the other kids on the team being injured, just being part of this community. Somebody told me years ago, might have been the mayor of Henderson, he said, invest yourself in the community. All the folks that I met, invest yourself in the community. And we did that. We did that medically. We did that personally. And it's just changed our lives.
Dr. Penninger, one more about shoulder injuries. What have we been seeing as of late? Give us an example maybe on a couple of, you know, it's recent injuries that you were able to work through here. And we don't hear that as much as we hear ACL and knee replacement. Talk about that.
Again, it's sport dependent. The overhead athletes, the basketball players, the baseball players, these guys are going to have a lot more shoulder injuries. And the advancements in shoulder products, basically the tools we use to fix these, are just getting amazing. They're becoming so efficient and so strong. So we are finding that we have ways to fix some problems that we used to not have solutions for. We have new tools we can use, really cutting edge equipment that we can get that allows us to repair things that we previously used to just tell people, sorry, you're out of luck, you can't play. And now we're finding that we can repair the biceps, we can repair the labrum, we can get to areas in the shoulder we used to just not even be able to see. And with using a scope, the camera that we can get into the shoulder, we were able to do so much more, thankfully, because technology and advancements have really helped us.
Doc, one more. We've been friends for a while. How great is it to see this community flourishing at the basketball level, soccer, especially club soccer? I have debates. Kids now aren't even playing on their high school team because their club team is a powerhouse regionally. And then we see all the baseball that we've talked about, the elite football in town. How has it changed in the 20 years you've been here at the high school level?
I think it's amazing. You drive around on a Saturday, right? There isn't an empty field. You go any of these football games, pick a Friday night, go out and watch a game. You know, maybe there'd be a couple hundred folks. Now there's a couple thousand. I mean, this is a town, right? Yeah. We started at 700. What, we're running 2+ million now? Just bringing the Golden Knights, bringing our soccer team, bringing the lights. I mean, come on, this is turning into a real deal.
And on a hockey note, from last year when you saw this team go all the way to the Cup Final, when did it hit you? Because it hit me about halfway through the season that they were a playoff team, and then they were an elite playoff team. Those expectations this year are pretty high considering what happened last year.
There's nothing like momentum in sports.
Yep.
Right? Nothing like turning around a game with a turnover, right? There's nothing like momentum. These guys built momentum. They built it through speed and working together. Right, they're still the same guys. We got a few guys hurt. Our lines are a little mixed up.
Yeah.
But there's a formula there, right? And Gerard's going to find it. He's going to find our formula,
coach.
And we're going to go nuts. It's going
to
be
awesome.
Send
everybody down to your place of establishment. It's fantastic. Tell them how they can get there.
CrivettiOrtho.com. You get directions. You can meet our staff, meet our docs. It's a great place to visit.
And the videos. You keep putting them up there, which are fantastic.
And we are putting up a lot of videos. I like people to see us and see what we're about.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
JT.
Thanks for coming in. We'll see you again. There is Dr. Crivetti, and we love what he does. Go check out the website, as he said. And again, if you need that service for your child, for yourself, he's the best in town. We appreciate that. Busy show. We'll have you ready. Next week is a full 5-day show with Super Bowl coverage. We'll have individuals live from Radio Row. We have a big announcement with this show.